My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am in Southern California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I have tagged this Thursday, January the 9th, as the Lord is saying to each and every single one of you on the line this morning, I am with you and I am for you. So as you go through the day, know that God is with you and he is for you. Let us go to God in prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father God, we bless your holy name. We command the morning to line up with the heavens to declare your glory, O God. We speak right now life on this line, life for every person that has called in, life for every believer, Father God. Elevate our faith in you, Father, as we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, O God. We know that everything else will be added unto us, Father. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against this cause shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. For you are our strong tower. You are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our peace. You are our deliverer, Father God. We trust in you. We believe you. We receive you, Father, and we stand at the door asking and knocking right now, Jesus, that you would have traveling grace with those who would travel from wherever, the East Coast, the West, the North, the South, Father God, that you would lead them safely to their destination. If Houston is the destination, Lord, and I pray and decree and declare that you would allow them to get there safely. Be with Dr. PK as she travels this morning. Be with Corey Jackson and the 90K team as they travel this morning. All those who would travel this morning, God, and tonight and the next day, Father, be with them right now. I lift up Mrs. Corey Jackson to you, Father. You are the healer, and I pray that you would just go in, Father God, to the hospital, touch her mind, touch her body, touch her soul right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray and decree and declare that everything will line up with you. I thank you for the founders of the Master's Call, Father. Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, continue to give them strength, continue to give them peace, continue to give them wisdom and understanding that only comes from you, Father. I thank you for the DNC Leon family. Father, be with them as they go from Vegas to Houston, Texas, Father. Be with them. Protect them, Father. Bless every single department in Artists International. Bless every distributor, every customer in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray for the speaker, co-pastor Lavana Lewis, that she will come this morning, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in her as she decreases, that her word, the word that you have given for her, the message for us, will come through with clarity, with vision, Father God, with purpose, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you for this day that you have made. And one thing that I know, God, we will rejoice and be glad in it because you are an amazing God. So we bless you and we give your name the glory. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. We love you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over to my sister out there who is the host for this day. Are you there?
I am here, Minister. My God, do your thing. Whew. Thank you so much for spiritually greeting and feeding everyone. You just heard our one and only songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. And I tell you, she's definitely a minister in the marketplace. Good morning. My name is Bonita Cates, and I am here in New Jersey. And we just want to say thank you for joining us this morning. We are on day 5 of our corporate fast. So if you would like to go ahead and join us, it doesn't matter when. All you just have to do is start. We welcome you to do that. We celebrate the Master on this call as we gather in the morning to give him reverence, as you just heard our awesome minister, Tiffany, open us up and honoring our Father. We have been here for 3 years live, Monday through Friday, and we just welcome everybody. If this is your first time, we welcome you to share this. Be a minister in the marketplace and share this information with somebody and let them know how you got fed this morning. We were founded October 25 by two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our Artist International Ambassador. And we are going to talk about artists because we are all excited. All roads lead to Houston, Texas. And we have a huge empowerment conference going on this weekend. So if you want to know more about that, get to the person that had you get on this call. And our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we so affectionately call our Mother Eagle, as she boots each and every one of us out the nest so that we can learn how to fly on our own. Amen. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower you as believers as you begin your day. I want you to reflect on Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. As Minister Tiffany talked about, to speak over yourself. Speak over yourself in the Lord. Just encourage yourself in his word. She just said, God is with you, and he is for you today and every day. Know that he is walking by your side. I want to give you some pieces of information because we're excited to hear about the word that's going to come forth from this awesome woman of God. Like I told you, we are live Monday through Friday. And share this number, the same number that you called in on, 712-432-0075. And just so that you know, we're going to, and let me give you the PIN, 957-677-POUND. You can also go to our website. All of the messages are archived there. It's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We also, if you are interested in being one of the members of our organization or you have a prayer request or you have a praise report, please send it to our email, and it's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And one of our awesome women of God, either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer warrior, Minister Robin Wilson, will get back with you and immediately. And again, if you have to, if you want to share and be in the family, if you want to greet, if you have a prayer, if you have a message, go ahead and send that to that email address. Immediately after this call is the MMC call, and that is just a motivational call that just follows so spiritually after this one, and it's 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539598-POUND. Okay. I want to make sure I've got all the housekeeping out the way as you are in our telecommunications sanctuary, and I'm going to bring forth this awesome woman of God so that she can fill us with her message, Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. She stands on Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of heaven, surface violence, and the violent take it by force. She's born in Las Vegas, a single parent, a single teenage mother. Co-Pastor LaVonna is very strong. She was a very strong young woman, and she was called by God at an early age. She began preaching the gospel at many churches in Vegas. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries January 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backsliders. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services. She's also a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she has earned her master's degree in special education, magna cum laude. Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's in divinity. She also completed 1 year of coursework and her residency towards her doctorate in education. Praise God. She has been a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue. I bring to the telecommunications sanctuary this wife, mother, sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, pastor, and friend, Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here. God bless you.
Praise God for you, my sister.
God bless you. Praise God for you all, too. Wow, I mean, you make me sound so good. I need to travel. Have you travel with me before I speak. Where I go. We want to bless God for you all here that are on the master's call. And to my dear sisters, Pastor Vanessa, God bless you. And to the other visionary, my other sister, our own Ambassador P.K. Roberts, and to everyone who takes part to be a part of this call, I edify you, uplift you in our Father's name, and we're grateful for the time we have with you. I have a quote I want to say about by Jack Minor, and he just states that a man's reputation is the opinion people have of him, but his character is what he really is. And so I want to challenge you on today that as we are going about, we have our things that we're going to do on today. We have our plans. Some of you have written out your goals. Some of you have yet to write out your goals. Some of you will not write out your goals today. And but we are, as we're going out doing what we're doing, we have to remember that what God says we are is who we are, not what folks think we are, not even what you think you are. There's a lot of times we have a misconception of what we are to do, who we are called to be, but what God says we are. So the question today is, what does God say you are? What is he saying about you today? What has he been telling you about you? And are you becoming, are you evolving daily to be more of what God is talking to you about when he talks to you about you? And so I want to encourage you all today that a lot of times the toils of the day, the toils of life, it will become, it'll try to tear you down. It'll try to diminish who God is building you to be. And it will start in the mind, your mental anguish, and it'll become such a painstaking until you won't be able to be what God calls you to be because you're suffering so in your mind. And so what I want to tell you all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, where our corporate sits, is that God says that you are more than what you're going through. You don't look like, I know that's a cliche, we just said it so much, you don't look like what you've been through. But if you would just look in not your natural mirror, but your spiritual mirror, and look at what God is saying about you and what you've been through, 2013 was a year of sowing. And some of us sowed in tears. There were some of us that didn't make it, leaders. I've never heard of so many pastors committing suicide or almost or jumping out of ministry or giving things up or say, I quit, I give up. What I want to tell you today is you can't give up. It's not an option. It's too much in you. You got too much to do and too far to go. We are getting ready to embark all the way from Las Vegas. My husband and I are getting ready to jump in our car. Well, we get ready to rent a car, and we get ready to drive all the way through Arizona. Then we're going to go on through New Mexico, and we're going to go on all the way through Texas to get to Houston. Why? Why are you doing all that, Co-Pastor? I'm glad you asked, because I know God has more for me, and I just got a hankering. I got a feeling. I know in my knower that something is in Houston waiting on me. So you got to think about, what is God saying? Where do I get to evolve? Where do I need to be? Who do I need to be in front of? Who do I need to be talking to? Who do I need to be listening to? So what I want to talk to you about, again, is finding the real you, releasing your potential. And in my short few minutes, I just want to first start with Ephesians 3:20, because the word clearly states that now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that work is where? In us. And so it's imperative that you understand that the power of the word now is just relevant in this time. Now. So we're wondering, well, now I don't have the money. Well, now I don't have the house. Well, now I don't have the car. Or now I don't fill the blank in. But that's not what God wants you to know. He wants you to look at now in that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you believing for now? What are you seeking for now? What are you expecting God to do now? God, I know you're going to handle things later, and I'm going to let you handle later. I can't fix the past, and I'm not in the future. I don't know the future. But I know I'm showing up in the now. So what are you telling me now, God? I want you to look at the Psalms 118:25 said, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. I got to focus in the now. We got folks who are so busy, and I know about goals. Trust me, I've got degrees because I set out for goals, and I've lost over 20 pounds because I set goals. And I believe in setting goals. I'm a goal setter. I'm a retired teacher, and I taught students how to set goals. But one thing I want people to do is think sometimes we get so goal-oriented, we fail to be now-oriented. What's going on now? What's your activity now? What are you saying out of your mouth now? The next word I want you to look at is able in that scripture. Able. Able means power in action. It means God has already put into action what we got to walk out. He's already spoken. We just got to do it. And the thing is, you know, it was a song out there. It wasn't a Christian song, but the song said, walk it out. And you just got to, and it was a revelatory knowledge to me, that a word that you just got to sometimes just walk it out. I was speaking to my sister on Pastor V last night, and I was telling her about a struggle where I was having where faith and wisdom, to me, were colliding. And one thing she said to me that hit me hard was, you just got to walk it out. Sometimes you just got to hit rubber to road, just start walking it, and God will make that thing make sense later on. And so you have to understand that what he is able to do is what he's able to do is he's able to do it, and he's able to do it now. The other word, next word I want to look at is exceedingly. Exceedingly. So when I say that, exceedingly, the Greek word for it is a tau, and it means to ask from a lesser position, which means I'm telling God, look, I don't have what you have. You there, I'm down here. But look, I'm with you, you with me. I need you to go above and beyond my finite mind, because you are so infinite in wisdom. You're infinite in power. You're infinite in grace. You're infinite in mercy. But everything I have has a limit to it. God is limitless. And so, God, what I'm asking for you to do is just go ahead and meet me and then beat me. What I'm thinking I want you to do is I might want you to just save my brother today, but you might decide to save my brother and my unsaved sister and some cousins and throw some ATs up in there. So, see, God might want to just take it a little further. So don't limit God in what God is doing now. Proverbs 8:22 said, the Lord brought me forth as his first fruit. Why his first fruit? Because he admits something. The first fruit means something. The first part of my crop, it means something. It speaks to what I expect to receive later. So see, when God spoke of me as his first fruit, he was excited when he brought forth man, because that spoke to what was coming later. You can't look at what's already happened. That's done. But what God is doing for you is more greater coming later. And so you have to look and tell God, Lord, I thank you for what's getting ready to come that's greater, that's coming later. And so I thank God that even though the enemy wants us to be sorrowful, he wants mental anguish, he wants us to struggle in our mind, you got to understand that God wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. You can't be a blessing if you're stuck in your mind struggling over what God has for you and what he's going to do. Now, I want you to repeat. I want you to write this down. Y'all got your notes. You share your notepad. I want you to write this down. I got power. I know that's not grammatically correct. I understand. I'm a teacher. I understand that. We're going to get a little bit off the perfection right now. I want you to be powerful, you said, too. I got power. Put an exclamation point after it. And I'm going after everything that he, who is he? God, promised me in his word. We said it again. I got power. And I'm going after everything that he promised me in his word. Why? Because the power is in you. You should be constantly reaching for the power that's on the inside of you. You got the access of the king in you. He said in Luke 10 and 19, I gave you authority. I gave you power. To what? Tread serpents, scorpions, whatever thing can want to creep and crawl in your way. I gave you power over all of that. The enemy has nothing that can hurt you. He may devise a weapon. He may plan a weapon. He may architect a weapon. However, the power in you, I don't care if it's an ant, a tick, a flea, whatever may try to come in your way, take your hands like windshield wipers and just wave them in the air and begin to just clear your windshield wipers so that all the debris that's trying to cloud your focus and move in front of your vision so that you can't see destiny and purpose in your life, you got to sweep that thing away in praise. You got to understand that God says that a good man leaves an inheritance, Proverbs 13. A good man. So God is not going to leave you broke, destitute, and it can't leave an inheritance for your child. Why? Because a good man leaves it. And he thought of you as a first fruit. He thinks of you as good. So now, since he thinks of you as good, then every thought that about you that's not good, you got to cast that thing down because that's not of God. It's not what he's saying. And so as I close, I just want you to know that God means for you to be able to come out of captivity, the captivity of your mind, come out of the captivity of your body, the prison that wants to keep you in prison and keep you sick and keep you unhealthy and keep you mentally out of focus and keep you resenting folks and keep you mad and failure and rehearsing the same mistakes over there, dwelling in the past. You are a winner. Winners don't dwell in the past, because everything I did in the past, even if the world thinks it's of a failure, it still taught me. So everything that teaches me, instructs me, builds me, I can't be mad at that. So I want to encourage you on this morning. What is God saying to you about you? What is he speaking in your ear? Release your potential and go ahead and just find the real you, not the counterfeit, but the real you, so that God can go ahead and just do the exceedingly and the abundantly and the above all you can ask or think. Be blessed. Thank you for this time. And you all just go ahead and just be the best you. Blessings to you all.
Are you there, Minister Tiffany? Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Lavonia. Praise God for that awesome message. We will now have our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that has gone forward. We thank you, Father, because we know, Lord God, that we can do all things through you. You have a plan. You have a purpose for each and every single one of us. And Father, as I lift up our prayer request, I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against your people as they are traveling on the road, Father, can take place. I thank you, Father God, that they will arrive safely to their destination, Father. There will not be any type of hindrances in the name of Jesus. There will not be any type of roadblocks, Lord, or accidents in Jesus' name. They will have a fellowship, a great time in the van, on the plane, in the cars, however they are traveling, Father. Their trips will be successful. Their trips will be peaceful. Their trips will be joyful. They will be satisfied. They will even spend quiet time with you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for 90K in 90 days for that strategy in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I'm going to turn this over right now to Minister Tiffany. Amen.
Can you hear me, Minister Robin? Can you hear me?
And sweetheart, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Pastor Lavonia, for blessing us this morning, traveling graces to you and to your husband as you travel from Las Vegas to Houston, Texas. Look forward to hugging you this morning. Today is a wonderful, wonderful day, and we look forward to the great and mighty things that God has in store. We are celebrating someone fearfully and wonderfully made. We are celebrating today someone who is awesome and amazing. The first platinum president in the English-speaking market, Godmother Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Today we celebrate you, and I just want you to know from the Master's Call family that God is with you, and he is for you, and we celebrate you, and this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Godmother Dorothy. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. We celebrate you today. We say happy birthday to you. You are an awesome woman of God. God loves you, and so do we. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Do not let anything stop you from being who God created you to be. Remember, faith, family, and lifestyle. At this time, remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, where I believe today is Thursday, and I know Platinum President Nicola and Robert Jackson come on the line, and they are definitely teaching us some new things, and I know we are celebrating the Godmother today. So that number is 530-881-1300. If you are heading to Houston, Texas, to the Artist Empowerment Conference, and you want to volunteer to be a participant, a servant on Sunday during the worship service, please do not forget to send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And this message that you heard today here on the call, you want to make sure you get that out to somebody else. So that replay number for today's call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677#. It has definitely been a pleasure serving and being with each and every single one of you on the line this morning. Pastor Lavonna, can you come back to the line right now and give us our benediction for the day?
Yes, ma'am. Lord, we bless your name. We glorify you. As we remember who we are in you, that we are wonderfully made, God, that you have blessed us, that you found pride in making us. Father, we thank you as you are teaching us to be greater in you. God, as you are helping us to realize that we have access to you just through prayer, access through you through worship. Father, we ask that you would touch each and every one of us as we go about our day to release our potential, to release love, to release power, to release joy onto those who are not aware of you, and even onto those who know you, God, but may have fallen away, may have felt away, just, God, who have lost their way. Help us, God, to be the ministers in the marketplace you've called us to be. And, God, for everyone on the sound of my voice, God, let them know, God, reassure them that victory belongs to them. They are entitled to the victory that you have given us through Christ Jesus. In your name we pray, Father. Amen, and it is so. Be blessed.
You know, before we leave, I have a Godmother on the line, and we just want to, as part of our TNC family, which you have been such an integral part of, Godmother, we love you, we love you, we love you. And 100 times more, please know the love of God we feel from you. We thank you for being the Godmother to everybody and just loving on everyone, for correcting everyone, for directing everyone. I opened up your line so that if you want to say anything to our TMC family on your special birthday, please feel free so to do now.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. You've been just as much, if not more, to me than I can ever be to you. So I do thank you. I thank all of the TMC. I call y'all, know what I call y'all, Breakfast with the King. Thank you so much. It is such a great and awesome gift to have been here 66 years. And I thank God this morning. I just screamed and thanked him. And I will continue thanking him throughout the day, and I will still thank him for the rest of my 120 because he promised me 120. So I'm working on the other side of the 120. You know, at 60 it was half, so I'm on the other side, on the upside of the other 120. But I just want to say to each and every one of you as we go to the motivation call, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for thinking of me, thank you for loving me, and know that your love did not just come in void, that it's coming back to you, because I love you guys more than you'll ever know, and thank you, thank you, thank you, and I celebrate my birthday with you, so happy birthday to each of you from me. Love you, Pastor Vanessa.
Friday. Love you, too, and we'll all see you on the other line again, TMC family. Thank you so much for all you do and for being a part of
Thank you for that birthday song.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the songbird. She had to sing to you. And Lavana, pastor, co-pastor, love you for that powerful word, and we look forward to hugging your neck this weekend as we pray for traveling mercies for you and everybody on the road. TMC family, go out and have, as Dr. PK would say, a super fantastic day, and we'll see many of you all on the MMC call. Bye-bye.